I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. An iconic figure in pro wrestling during the 1980s has died. Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, was a powerful and athletic force during his prime. He racked up a number of championship reigns across multiple territories prior to his arrival in the World Wrestling Federation in 1983. There, he was part of the main event at WrestleMania 1 and became a key rival during Hulk Hogan's first reign as WWF champion. Orndorff's career was shortened by injuries. He did wrestle a bit for WCW during the 90s and later worked backstage for the company. His family announced his passing on Monday. Paul Orndorff was 71. The NXT Championship is on the line tonight. Karrion Kross will defend against Johnny Gargano. Samoa Joe will be the special guest referee. Also tonight, the first match in the NXT Breakout Tournament, Ike Manjiro versus Duke Hudson, plus Saray versus Gigi Dolin. There was a big upset on last night's Raw. Xavier Woods surprised WWE Champion Bobby Lashley with a small package to get the pin in a non-title match. This comes just days before Lashley defends the title against Kofi Kingston at Money in the Bank. Raw Women's Champ Rhea Ripley won a non-title match over Natalya, finishing her off with the Riptide. Charlotte Flair attacked Ripley's knee after the match. Natalya has been added to the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. There is only one open spot left to be announced. Sheamus pinned Humberto Carrillo with a brogue kick to retain the United States Championship. Ricochet beat John Morrison in a Falls Count Anywhere match. Ricochet finished off Morrison with a splash from the top rope through Morrison and the ladder bridge set up at ringside. Ivar pinned one half of the Raw Tag Champs AJ Styles. The other half of the Viking Raiders was not as fortunate. Eric was pinned by Amos in what was the first singles match for Amos on the main roster. It was announced that the Viking Raiders will now challenge AJ Styles and Amos for the Raw Tag Titles at Money in the Bank. That match had been announced for next Monday's Raw. Nikki Cross, or Nikki Ash, won a four-way over Asuka, Naomi, and Alexa Bliss. Eva Marie and Doudrop were ringside for this. Alexa got in Eva Marie's face at one point. Doudrop sent Alexa over the barricade, and then we found out that Alexa had disappeared. Anyway, Nikki got the pin after a roll-up on Asuka. Jinder Mahal thought he had stolen Drew McIntyre's family sword last week. It turns out he just had the rental. McIntyre is still upset. He took out his revenge on Mahal's motorcycle.
AEW.
This may sound like a formality, but AEW officially announced the signings of the Varsity Blondes on Monday. Brian Pillman Jr. and Griff Garrison were in action on last night's AEW Dark Elevation. They teamed with Billy and Colton Gunn to beat the Acclaimed and Chaos Project. Pillman pinned Luther with his top rope clothesline. After the match, the Acclaimed made it clear they want a showdown with the Blondes. Jorah Jol joined up with the Hardy Family Office and tagged up with Private Party against Orange Cassidy, Chuck Taylor, and Wheeler Yuta. Yuta caught Jol in a roll-up to get the pin. Jungle Boy reversed a roll-up into one of his own to beat Lee Johnson, and Darby Allin pinned Angelico with the coffin drop in the main event.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor is running its Death Before Dishonor pay-per-view in Lakeland, Florida on Sunday, September 12th. On this past weekend's ROH TV, Flip Gordon submitted PJ Black with the STF, and La Faction Ingobernables, Dragon Lee, and Kenny King won a three-way match over Violence Unlimited's Brody King and Tony Deppen, and The Foundation's Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham. King pinned Gresham. Battleground Championship Wrestling announced it has booked the former Buddy Murphy for its show at Philadelphia's 2300 Arena on September 18th. He's set to go one-on-one against Brian Cage. Meanwhile, the former Alexander Wolf is now being promoted for WXW's 20th anniversary show. That's coming up on August 7th. And that's Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, July 13th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at SorgatronMedia.com.